This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. 7 o'clock, time now to hit the skins.
Hold on.
All right, what you got?
By Wednesday, can't we play the regular? By Thursday, for sure, we're playing the regular. Okay, you can Joan for 2-3 days.
You better get used to this.
I mean, they're 10-point dogs. I think this music's probably apropos.
No, they're going to lose. I said, you know, on, was it Monday? Put your entire 401k on the Packers. I mean, they're going to lose. I'm not saying they're going to cover. Probably will, but
well, if you had
put on the money line.
If you had the foresight, you could have put the Chiefs and, I guess, the Packers look ahead line in a parlay or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a tease.
Yeah, I mean, well, you should have done that. I could do that with the... Do you want me to do that with the Packers and the Bucks? Happy to do that.
You got
to
skip over Denver?
Yeah, I mean, that's a guaranteed loser.
Well, I don't think you can skip over. They only do like a week ahead.
You can't do it like 2 weeks ahead?
No.
Yeah.
If you're really cynical, I guess you could do...
Pick the Broncos?
You could bet against Maryland. You bet Minnesota and you would bet...
I don't know, but you guys told me Minnesota's not that good this year, right? I mean, they're...
They aren't, but yeah. Maryland's terrible.
Maryland is terrible against
Maryland lost
average
to two,
or better teams.
Maryland lost to two good teams.
Yes. Yeah.
And now they're terrible.
Well, the problem is...
They didn't just lose, though.
Yeah,
the
they got beat 140 to 10.
They lose by 100
they
to
were
the
outclassed
teams.
By those two teams. There's that, no doubt
that's
about
the thing
it.
That's throwing me about.
Yeah, but who did we see them play, Cakes?
Oh, we saw them play Kent State.
When they played Kent State, I actually thought it was much closer than the score.
Well, they kind of sleptwalked through the game.
Kent State scored twice and just mysterious flags.
Maryland should like schedule Marist. Marist is a Division I football program that my son always Joan on them because they give no scholarships. So the lacrosse guys Joan on the football guys.
Well, they basically did. They scheduled
by the
Howard.
Way, Kent State's like the best team in the MAC, by the way.
Possibly. Western Michigan's pretty good too, but yeah.
Right, so they're not a pushover.
Right.
But it's not just a guaranteed victory.
All right. Maybe Maryland's silly.
No, nobody's saying they're silly.
No, but you're just sitting there just disrespecting Kent State.
Look, I went to the game. I had a good time at the game, and Maryland won pretty handily, but I wasn't that impressed.
This should be the goal for Maryland every single year. Try to get a winning record and eke your way into a minor bowl.
All right, sorry, I didn't mean to hit the turf.
Maryland,
my bad.
Yeah, Maryland made Iowa look. Maryland made Iowa look like Ohio State.
Trust me, I was there.
And believe me, Iowa isn't that.
I witnessed that bloodbath.
Iowa should never be putting up 50 on you ever.
No,
I agree. With
everyone forgets that Mountaineer beatdown.
I don't forget. I was there too. West
Virginia's like 2-4.
It just puts it in perspective.
Beat your Hokies.
But Virginia Tech's not any good.
I'm just saying.
It's called context.
It just puts it in perspective.
Right.
That's all. Listen, one thing that's great about Valdez, he's got a big heart. So I can relate to that. He's got a big heart. He stands by his teams. My heart has diminished. I don't care anymore. I will never believe in Washington, and I'll never believe in the Terps anymore. Until proven otherwise.
You gotta beaten down. Me.
Yep. Now, always be cynical. From here on out.
Although you were really high on the Washington football team preseason.
Correct. And that's when I learned, and I tweeted, and I said, I will never
be optimistic. I will never fall into the trap again. I'm being serious. I will never fall.
I'm with you on never betting on the Detroit Lions ever again. I've fallen into that trap twice already through 6 weeks.
Yeah. They're the Lions. You did it back to back weeks. Just,
it's not going to happen ever again.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to put some wackadoo. I'll give you guys each $1,000 if I bet on the Lions. Not doing that because I could slip. I could forget about it. So I'm not doing that.
Now,
not attaching any big monetary figure to it.
Don't get me wrong. I'll still pick Washington, you know, sort of blindly against the Lions and against other teams like that. But I'm never going to come in and be optimistic and think we're going to, you know, have some sort of nice winning record and be some sort of playoff contender until proven otherwise.
Sure.
They are pretenders and they always will be. It's over. You just have to acknowledge it.
I think that's the proper approach.
And certainly with Maryland.
Until they find their franchise quarterback savior, whoever that is, school he's playing for.
That's impossible. It's impossible to find a quarterback. I'm convinced of it.
It's not impossible. It's very tough.
It's like winning. It's like winning the Powerball.
You know what? Marty, the two Martys, find the quarterback.
Yeah, they can.
That's your job. Your only job.
They're incapable. all right, so we got a couple things here. Valdez has some audio, first of all, of Heinicke. And Taylor was asked if it's time to panic. And, I mean, I don't know. Do you panic when you know, like, it's over? I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe it is time to panic. I don't know. It is over. Like, you could hear the resignation even in Ron's voice. So, I don't know. Do you panic when you know you're dying? I don't know. It's over.
And when you say it's over, you mean the season is
over.
It'll be a losing season.
Of any consequence, it's over.
I mean, I don't think that you need to panic. Why would you need to panic?
Yeah, I mean, no need to panic. Like, it's just a foregone conclusion.
You know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to panic. It's over.
You're on a death march.
Yeah, but I like to hear what Taylor says.
There's no panic. It's a long season. I know it's about to be week 7. There's still a lot of football left. A lot of guys are pissed off, rightfully so. But again, you know, hopefully we can just use that fuel for this week, get ready for Green Bay. It's going to be another tough game. But you know, the guys aren't getting down or no panic. We're pissed off, and we want to come back next week and get going.
I do enjoy watching him because I see the determination.
He's just staying positive.
He's a fighter, so I do enjoy watching him. But yeah, they're going to get smoked. Yeah, it is what it is. Chase was asked about. I guess some comments. He said something about being gut check time.
See that.
Talk about this team adversity, going through adversity. As a player, as a leader, how do you kind of hold people accountable? How do you try to help people, you know, going into this next week? What do you tell the guys to kind of get through this adversity?
I would say this is the time where we got to be men. Got to look in the mirror and, you know, gut check time.
All right, that means nothing.
Here's
what
I wanted to bring up. Is that all he
said? Just force some turnovers.
Here's what I wanted to bring up with Chase. And all that stuff's just talk. We haven't talked about this, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
When he had his sack, he shushed the crowd.
I did see that.
He was shushing his critics, obviously, right? There's no question. I mean, that was a home game.
I would think, yeah.
Who are all the Chiefs fans?
I mean, unless the Chiefs fans were booing, I don't know.
I mean, I heard Chiefs fans.
No, but
I know,
you're right.
But I heard Chiefs fans were tomahawk chopping.
Okay. He, in my opinion,
I would
love to know, give him truth serum.
Because he hears it all.
Yeah. He was shushing his critics for his second sack in week 6.
Whoopee-doo.
Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Two sacks.
I've said this from the beginning. The reason why we're so hard on Chase is because he can be so good. It's because the expectations are so high, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we love you so much. We think you can be so good, right? If we thought you were a bum, you know, people wouldn't be as hard on you. They just wouldn't talk about you. You'd be like Casey Tuhill.
Oh. Yeah, but that's what athletes do, and I mean, they hear all the social media criticism, and they see it on the ESPN, and they say, "All right, I got a sack. Now, what do you got to say?" We'd probably do the same thing,
maybe, but give me more than two. So far, you got two, and I don't care what how many times you beat your offensive lineman around the corner and do nothing. That means nothing to me.
You're not a big hurries guy.
No. Make a play on the ball. You don't have to do it every time. But you got to do it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I just interpreted that. Maybe Jason's right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that was to the Chiefs fans because there were an overwhelming amount of Chiefs fans in the stadium. I don't think so. I don't think that would be a player's instinct to shush the crowd when you're at home. I think what Chase was doing was trying to shush his critics. And I'm sorry, two sacks ain't going to shush the critics. It's not. It's
I
not
agree.
Good enough.
He's got to do it again.
Yeah.
And again.
Yeah.
And again.
And he also has to have one of those like two or three sack games.
Right.
Force a
Be
fumble.
Dominant.
Yeah.
Be dominant.
That's what's expected of him.
Be better than last year.
Be a game changer.
Be a game changer. Be Aaron Donald. Be a Bosa.
Mm-hmm.
Be a TJ. Be a any Watt. Right? Be
yeah.
a Watt. Be a Bosa. Be a Aaron Donald. Be a, hell, be a broken down Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, don't be the fullback Watt.
Be a Garrett. You know? Be a Miles
You know what?
Garrett.
Maybe he should just change his last name to Watt. Just be Chase Watt.
Yeah.
And then naturally he'll just get sacked.
Right. Maybe, just
or Chase Bosa.
Bosa.
Either or.
He'll be Chase Bosa this week. Maybe announced by
and maybe
Osmosis
he'll get a sack and a half.
Yeah. He'll yeah. dominate.
And he'll force a fumble.
Chase Bosa.
There you go.
Drabby, do you think he was shushing his critics or he was shushing the Chiefs fans?
I think he was shushing the Chiefs fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In the home stadium.
How many were there? How many do you think were there?
I would just assume half these days.
Yeah, I would guess half
so
the 15,000? Crowd is Chiefs fans.
There couldn't have been more than 30,000 there, right? Maybe 40?
I mean,
maybe
it was 35. Announced like 50,000 plus.
Oh, but no chance.
No way.
Well, there was nobody in the upper row and there was nobody in the club level.
Because there's no way there was, you know, I'm going to say there was probably 10,000 Chiefs fans
yeah,
there.
I can't even imagine how empty the club level must be. You must go sit down at some of those bars and there's nobody there.
Easy to get a drink.
Right?
I mean, I remember.
But didn't they run out of food the last home game?
Did they really?
I can't remember
how is that
exactly
possible?
What it was, but there was a story that they ran out of, I'm going to say hot dogs, I might be wrong.
Well, that could just be a supply chain thing that the whole country's dealing with.
I remember being on that club level when it was swarmed with people.
Yep.
Like, when in between, at halftime, yes. You could barely move.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now you probably just have big chunks of the section all to yourself.
Now, maybe I'm thinking of the Nats club level. The Nats club level has bars where I sit at the bar, you know. The Redskins, Washington football
yeah.
team
oh,
club
they have
level.
Bars.
They have bars where you could just sit
yeah,
there,
yeah, they
right?
had and some that were, like, enclosed with glass doors,
been
and then they
so
had some that were just kind of like stand-up spots.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it must be so empty. I can't even imagine. What a ghost town that is.
I went to the Briarwoods High School football game last Friday night, and at halftime, it was a good 7-minute wait to get what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably longer than if I went to a Washington game.
Oh, yeah.
And got a drink at the Washington
what
game.
What were you in line for? Hot chocolate? Was it chili?
I got a Gatorade.
Mm, very good.
Because I brought a little flask of vodka.
I'm sure you did.
I did put it in there.
Where did you bring the flask? Like, you put
I,
it
my
in
wife.
Jacket,
I told my wife. Told
put it in her
it.
Purse.
Yeah, I told her.
They don't check the purses or anything like that.
Gatorade. Is it in you?
Actually, no. I walked in with it in my pocket.
Yeah. No. I mean, no one's going to search you there.
And then I gave it to her when I went to get the Gatorade.
Yeah.
I had to have something. It was Friday
sure.
night. Yeah. Watching Briarwoods against Independence High School.
Is that what everybody does in Ashburn? They all go to the high school football games, like Texas.
No, it's not that big, no.
But, I mean, it's kind of a thing. Would, like, you have no kids to go there anymore.
No, but I got a friend whose kid plays for the other
Oh, so that's
school.
Why.
Yeah, so I went. Okay. Unfortunately, he broke his leg in the game.
Oh,
that sucks.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he broke his leg. Oh. Fourth quarter, too.
Oh.
Like 5 minutes left in the
what
game.
What position is he playing?
Defensive end.
Oh, how'd he break it?
Somebody landed on him.
Right.
Pummeled him.
Right, that's terrible.
It's awful injury.
All right, let me see. What else do we have out there? All right, well, obviously, I don't want to belabor the Sean Taylor thing. I want to let it go. The family was happy. I want to move on. But I it would be remiss if I didn't bring up that, that ceremony that I think lasted 2 minutes and 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Drabby showed me video of when Philly retired Dawkins' number.
Yeah.
Okay, is it Brian Dawkins?
Brian Dawkins
in Philly, and it was this spectacular light show.
Right,
I think how long was it?
Like a
7 or 8
show
minutes.
On
it was
the
like
field.
Lasers.
Yeah they turned out all the lights.
They had the video. I mean, it was a spectacular show. That's how you retire a number. What we did was like
minor league,
worse than like what they do on senior nights, you know,
right.
For some of these public high schools.
Correct.
Yeah. Spray painted.
That's basically what it was.
Spray painted the number on the sidelines and then let the stupid Jackson Mahomes dance all over it. I mean, what are you doing?
It wasn't that much different, yeah, than my wife like putting together some of my photos in a frame and giving them to a kid.
Exactly.
Put together a PowerPoint.
Yeah. I mean, this is what it is. So I didn't feel that strongly one way or the other on it because I hadn't really seen, you know, comparable ceremonies. But when I saw what the Eagles did for Dawkins, I went, that's how you do it.
I know this is a ways off in the distance, but wait until they retire Ovi's number at Capital One Arena. You think that's not going to be?
Yeah, that's going to take an hour.
Amazing.
No, they're just going to give him. They're going to give him like a jersey by the porta potties.
Yeah, they're going to give him a jersey they took to Michael's to have framed and just shush him off the ice in 30 seconds. I'm sure that's going
to
happen.
Right. Well, they have 100 other alumni that they have to share the day with.
Yeah. They got Ivan LeBray skating and Dale Hunter skating out.
They don't slander those guys.
No, those guys have their numbers retired. They're franchise legends.
By the way, a theory came out yesterday. One of the cheerleaders that's been vocal. I wish I had her name. I'm sure I could find it if I wanted to. She's been Melanie Coburn. So she's been one of the cheerleaders that I guess that broke the confidentiality agreement that she had with the, you know, with Washington. And she's been very vocal over the last year and a half, 2 years about all of the, you know, the scandal. Mm-hmm. Her theory is that that Snyder is the man behind the release of the Gruden emails. It was just, you know, Gruden got caught up in the shrapnel there of trying to get back at Bruce Allen. And I think it's an interesting theory. She might be right.
I read yesterday that all of the emails they looked at were between Bruce Allen and other people. That's it. And from Bruce Allen.
Right. They were trying to, they're going after Bruce. You know, because Bruce is, you know, he and Dan.
He was Snyder's right-hand man for years.
Yeah. So that that's the thing that I think threw most of us. Is it, why did this come out? Why did they open that can of worms? And I just figured, I don't know. I couldn't really figure it out. I figured Goodell must have been at the bottom of it somehow, but maybe it really was Snyder.
Yeah. We will talk more Washington football team coming up at 8:20.
We'll never know.
Nope. Barry's Verluga from the Washington Post will join us at 8:20. We've got Sam Monson from PFF, Pro Football Focus, at 9 here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So, Cakes is a big Halloween guy.
Love it.
Do you ever dress up?
It's been a few years since I've dressed up. I dressed up as Bret Michaels about 10 years ago.
Did anybody know who you were?
I think I kind of resembled him. Now, pudgier Bret Michaels.
I know,
Bret
but were you taking your kids trick-or-treating?
No, I think
dressed up as Bret Michaels?
I don't know. I think I might have just done that to hand out candy to the kids and like...
So it was just like, an in-house bit.
Yeah, I think my kids like had a Halloween party and I'm sure people are like, who's this guy with like an Affliction t-shirt and a headband and a long blonde wig? He's an idiot.
What happened to Affliction?
I mean, it was a
it was a thing, man.
It was a blip for a while.
That was a thing. Right.
All the MMA nerds bought more of it, and I think it's
so. You've done Bret Michaels.
You know me. I don't like Halloween, but I will say, as I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking about it for a second, that I mean, I think Halloween's dumb.
I used to love it when the kids were young.
Yeah, I loved it as a kid, but as an adult, I have no affinity for it.
Look at that
picture, and I don't like costumes. What is that?
His zombie. He's a zombie.
Zombie guy.
Jason gets sized.
That's when the kids were probably like 8-6.
Right. You were getting all into it. And I get it. You're being a good dad.
I actually loved it.
As an adult, I hate it. But I will say, as an adult, I can think of three costumes that I've been roped into doing. And I think I homered, and I mean, grand slams in all three of them.
I remember at least one of them. You were K-Fed.
My K-Fed was awesome. Okay. I was a killer K-Fed. I was
shocked you had a Britney-themed costume.
The reason why I did K-Fed is because you didn't have to really do anything. You just had to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
and put
like a wife beater.
And just put like a tattoo on your arm. Yeah. You know, like a barbed wire tattoo or something.
And that tattoo takes long for.
Like a greaser or something.
Cakes wanted a barbed wire tattoo.
That or Tasmanian Devil. When I was 17 or 18.
I killed K-Fed. Dia and I were Paul McCartney and Yoko. John Lennon and Yoko. I do like the Beatles.
I'm sure you killed it.
Yeah, you love the Beatles so much.
No, but I
Big Beatles stand over there.
Yeah, listen. Hey, I killed it.
What did
I had
you wear?
The glasses and I had a wig. I mean, it looked like freaking Paul McCartney.
He said love.
Or John Lennon, whatever the guy's name is. And then the other one is Zorn. My Zorny at the
Boobash.
Home run. My Zorny was incredible. I mean, they're great costumes.
Well, there's no chance you know what the number one costume.
I know it's a Squid Game thing or something.
You can either be the guys who are like the underlings who are running Squid Game, where you have the pink jumpsuit,
like one eyeball, or whatever you call it.
You got a mask with a different shape on the front of it. You're either a triangle, a square,
or
a circle.
What are those guys called?
I don't know if they're called anything.
Are they called squids?
They're not called squids. They're just, you know what they are? They're just drone workers, is what they are.
Oh, I got you.
So you either dress up in that, or you get the green tracksuit outfit that the contestants in Squid Game would wear with a number on the, I guess, the left breast.
Okay.
Those are your two costumes.
Why is that show so good? People love it.
I mean, it's...
But it's dubbed, not that isn't good. It? It's dubbed.
Yes. Yes, I'm out on it. I heard Terry McLaurin gave it a 13 out of 17.
I had to watch it with the Korean... They're talking in Korean with American subtitles.
Right.
Because I tried to watch it dubbed for the first episode.
Yeah, terrible.
And the
hard.
Overdubbing is in
so
English
bad.
Is so terrible
it,
that you have you have to watch it with them speaking Korean and following along
you ever
with
watched,
American subtitles.
Dub porno
American
takes?
English.
You ever watch dub porno?
Never. I don't think ever.
Yeah.
Those Germans make some quality porno.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, they probably do.
Yeah. No, I can't.
All right, so
do the
why
dubbing.
Is it so good? Is it violent?
It's very violent.
Super violent.
Isn't
so that's
premise,
what people like? They like the violence?
I only watched the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
My wife and I were going to watch something.
Premise.
It was late at night.
It's 20 seconds.
He should probably talk, but he's watching
hear JP's version.
Here's
of it.
My version of the premise.
Yes. Yeah.
Is
Cake's finished it, but we're listening to JP's 20-second review.
I want
to
hear his.
I think there's a bunch of people. Are they called the squids?
Good start.
No.
Maybe hundreds. I don't know what they're called.
I just asked.
But they're competing in contests. Somebody's going to win money.
And
the rest of people die.
Okay. Correct. So one person wins?
And they're one person wins.
So,
and they're all
so you decide
because,
to risk your life like you're playing a game show.
And the reason,
you go on the Price is Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, you're an idiot.
Well, the
if you
reason
do that.
No, the reason they're there is because they're desperate and they're degenerates and they've either gambled away all their money.
So one winner, everyone else
money.
Dies.
Again, I only watched 5 minutes.
That's the premise.
But
everybody's competing for
and
the big giant piggy bank.
And you get emotionally invested in each character.
In some of them, you do.
Yeah.
Some of them you hate. Some of them you know that you root for.
But the idea is to learn about each character and then be sad when they die.
Not really. I don't think that's your main takeaway.
Oh.
I read it was also an anti-capitalist.
Well, it's definitely
message.
It definitely drives home the point of. There are haves and there are have-nots in society. And the have-nots, they don't have it so good when they're competing against
right.
each other.
To risk their life.
To the death, basically.
Mm.
So,
right, they figure,
so there's a big political underlying theme.
No.
Like, not really. Huge,
no.
But I mean, there's some of that
no.
there.
No, there's no.
It's a Korean drama.
It's just filler.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
fine.
Out.
It's just okay.
I'm out.
It's just okay.
I know the entire world is watching.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
you
out.
Should watch it because it's a pop culture phenomenon.
Yeah, I know. So is Ted Lasso, but I'm out.
Netflix
out.
Said 111 million accounts have watched the Squid Game so far.
Yeah. I think it's the most popular show in the history of the planet.
Might be.
It's pretty popular.
But I think I'm out.
to me, it's pretty slow until they get to the action, until they actually start playing the games. It's just a lot of buildup. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, but it's tension. There's tension leading towards the game.
That's a common theme. I heard McLaurin on Grant and Danny say,
what
for
say,
all the hype, he gave. They said, which I thought was interesting, they said rank it 1 to 17.
Because that's his uniform number.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he gave it like a 12 or 13.
Oh, that's poo.
That's not poo.
That's not poo. It's pretty good.
It's like actually pretty
seven.
Good.
It's like a 7 or 8.
What's that percentage?
Four-star movie. If you did four-star
what's
movie
the percentage?
Scale, let's give him a 3.
13 out of 17.
I don't probably know. Right around 75%. 80,
7, yeah, so 7.5 okay. out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Essentially. That's not that good. 7.5 out of 10 means a C.
Okay, because I was on Netflix yesterday because I was watching the new season of You.
Okay. I've heard good things. I've never dabbled.
It's
cheesy, but addictive.
It's cheesy, but it is addictive. Okay. This is the third season.
Right.
All right, he's just a psycho predator. And
loves to stalk women.
He kills people, and mm-hmm. now his wife kills people. Anyway.
Right.
But I saw there was a preview for this thing called My Name.
Okay.
And My Name, the preview had a girl. She looked like she was, I don't know, 20. She's in an apartment. And her dad's walking up to the apartment and trying to get in the door. And there's a guy behind him who ends up killing the dad.
Okay.
In the hallway.
Right.
But he's trying to keep that door locked because he doesn't want the guy who shoots him to get into the house to kill the girl, the daughter.
Okay. Right.
And then they were just playing music and it was just the gunshots. And then they started to talk. It's Korean. It's dubbed. I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
You're out on it.
Yep.
I can't watch it. And the premise looks good. Apparently she goes to some mob boss and she wants to get revenge on whoever killed her dad. But I can't watch it if it's dubbed. I'm out.
I can watch it dubbed. I used to be very anti any sort of subtitles, any sort of, you know, not watching it in English. I called it American a few minutes yeah. ago, by the way, instead of English, like a big stupid.
Yeah.
I've gotten past that. I can watch things that are dubbed and or subtitled. And closed captioning and subtitles is my go-to because I'm losing my hearing. I like to have
subtitles on now.
The screen, unless it's for sporting events.
Horrible.
Like I don't need subtitles when I'm watching a football game. I don't need Tony Romo subtitled.
Like, actually, one thing I did watch last night was I was watching a rerun of Shark Tank that I hadn't seen yet, and I had the subtitles on.
You know what? Movies, kind of losing it for the movies. No subtitles.
Is your hearing that bad?
It's not that bad, but it ain't that good.
But it does help.
It helps.
It helps.
Especially if people have accents or they're not speaking American.
It helps.
I think most people watch streaming shows with subtitles on now.
Really?
The majority.
Because
it just makes it easier to, like, you can follow it easier.
Yeah, yeah. It actually locks you in a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I don't like it either.
You got to concentrate more.
You got to old school. Never put the closed. I'm not talking about subtitles. I'm talking about closed caption. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You
that's
never
what I do.
Put that
oh,
on.
I do.
Yeah, I
no,
do.
Because I want to watch what's going on the screen. I don't want to read.
I get so ricked when it accidentally is up there because then I have to look at the remote for where the hell is it. Closed caption.
I need it now. It's like I need it. Unless
kinda
it's like,
the case.
I'm not watching the caption.
Does your wife get salty?
No.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't get salty at him.
You know why?
She care?
Because you can read it faster than they're talking.
It just locks you in. Yeah, in an era addicting. Of short attention span, it helps lock you in, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last time Amy got upset with you? What was the last thing you did? I mean, my wife gets upset at me probably 10 times a day.
Got upset with me. I don't know.
You can't pick one thing?
Like, when, I mean, I'm sure
probably
has,
when she found out he lost $20,000 in blackjack.
Well, she certainly wasn't happy
with
that.
No, 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 but I mean,
that.
Does she get upset with you for little things? Thing. Like I always get yelled at for not closing the screen door when I walk out on the deck. I don't make it, like, lock shut, and so they worry that flies are going to come in the house or something.
Yeah.
You know, something I don't worry about. I don't care. I slide the sliding glass door and the screen door. If it doesn't close all the way, it doesn't upset me. If I open the fridge and I'm getting like blueberries to eat, and I don't close it while I'm grabbing the blueberries, it tilts her that I'm letting the cold air out of the fridge. Like, little things like that.
Yeah, it's little things.
Like, but she won't get mad. She'll just say, Eric.
Yeah, yeah. Close the fridge.
Close the fridge.
Yeah,
she'll get mad.
No, but I mean, you know, yells at me like I'm 10 or something, you know.
No, I just, fridge wide open. I mean, who cares?
When was the last time you were scolded by your wife?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's amazing.
There's not a lot of scolding going on in my house.
He's perfect.
Either way.
He's a perfect husband.
I don't scold her. She doesn't scold me. Oh. That's pretty much the way it works.
I don't scold her. Right. I get scolded.
It's all one way.
Yeah, I get scolded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Cakes, maybe she can convince you to buy a Van Meter home. Maybe she can do that.
Maybe.
Because I think we all agree that it's time of the year when we should all look around and enjoy the treats fall has to offer, like changing leaves, a toasty fire pit with Bickle in the backyard, drinking whiskeys.
Fire pits, delicious.
Carving pumpkins. JP loves to do that.
Pumpkins.
For the front porch. And getting candy bowl ready for the neighborhood trick-or-treaters.
No almond joys, no mounds, please.
Whether sweet or salty, let Van Meter build a home for all your favorite treats in the fall. From single-family homes to townhomes to condos, the choice is yours with Van Meter Homes. Visit vanmeterhomes.com/treats for more information.
Coming up at 8:20... Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post will join us as we talk more about the Washington football team. Right now, though, time for the Junkies Blitz presented by Offenbacher's. You can visit Offenbacher's in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon. They have a huge selection of outdoor furniture that's in stock and ready for delivery right to your backyard. And you know what? I'll start with a Washington football team related possibility.
All right. Give it
to me. So, Josh Lambeau.
All right.
Who's has Josh been a long-time kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, right, right.
In fact, most accurate kicker they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But he went through a bout of self-doubt this year as he missed 3 field goals and 3 extra points.
Yeah, I remember hearing a nugget at one point, like through 5 games or something, that they had kicked 0 field goals.
That's right.
Yeah, he was 0-for-3.
They made the first one against the Dolphins in London.
Yeah. Completely struggling, so he took what was described as a mental break. He needed to get right, get his head right, clear his head, so get back to
and
the
they cut
goals.
Him.
Well, then they brought in this other
Jason
kicker.
Wright,
and that's the guy that kicked the 250-yard.
Right, he hit 2 game-winning field goals.
Done,
he said, bye-bye, Josh Lambeau.
Yeah.
Do you give Josh Lambeau a look-see? And hey,
no.
If you're one of these guys that believes in things, they are playing the Packers this week.
In Lambeau.
So Josh Lambeau Field.
No. He needs to get right. Like, I wouldn't give up on him forever. But, kickers are much like golfers when they get in a bad stretch. I don't really want anything to do with him when he's in a bad stretch.
Do they
stretch.
Do PFF grades? I assume they do for kickers as well.
Well, he has to have a horrific grade.
No, I'm just talking about Hopkins. I wonder where Hopkins ranks.
His stats Hopkins aren't that bad other than the 2 extra points.
Right.
And but I know everyone's going to miss extra points.
And I know he missed the 50-yarder this past week, but he hit the first 2.
I think Hopkins is far from their biggest problem. He may be a problem, but I think they should stick with him. I did notice that they signed Chris Blewett again, and that's one thing I wanted to get to on the skins. They released Calvin Harmon off the practice squad as one of 2 guys, and then Blewett, the kicker, they re-signed him again. So
it's a good question, Jason. I never checked to see if they have grades on kickers.
Yeah, I'd like to see where he
ranks.
Yeah,
they do.
I'm sure they do.
All right,
so you're looking position.
Where old D-Hop is?
Yeah, and see where they rank him amongst
the 32. Now, then I clicked on it and it says, sorry, there are no rows here, so I don't know what the deal
Maybe
is.
Maybe they're not really interested in it. Look, statistically, he hasn't been that bad.
But he got hooked at the second shot in that one game.
Yeah, he got hooked there. But he's not the only kicker in history to get hooked on a penalty.
I know.
I mean, that happens.
But they have many bigger issues than who's the kicker.
When
that's way down the list.
When Hop lines up, I generally think, and maybe I should feel stronger, but I generally think he's going to make it. I generally do.
You should with every kicker.
I mean, it's not
kicker.
Like Jason Tucker, or whatever.
Jason Tucker.
Whatever his name is. What's his name? Justin Tucker. It's not like him, but
all right,
Hopkins
is 11th in the league. He's tied for 11th in field goal percentage made, 86%.
Yeah, I generally think he's going to make it.
There are 6 guys who haven't missed any.
And by the way, it's not easy to kick at FedEx Field.
And here's his extra point percentage. He is currently, he's kind of down the list in the extra
points. He's got to be in the low 20s, I would think, there.
Where is Hopkins in the extra point percentage?
Keep scrolling.
Can't find him.
Well, he's got to be down in the low 20s. There's probably 7 or 8 kickers that have missed a few extra points.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's about 15 that have not missed any.
Uh-huh.
But Hopkins has missed. How many has Hopkins missed? Here he is.
2.
He's 83%. Yeah, he's 10 for 12. So that's 29th. But, I mean, half the league hasn't missed an extra point.
Yeah. Yeah, but half the league has.
So he's.
But he missed 2.
Correct. So he's 11th in field goal percentage made, and he's 29th in extra points made.
But that's just a thought. Maybe you bring in Josh Lambeau.
I wouldn't bring in a guy who was just released and he needs a mental break. And
well, maybe he's already
collapsing.
Had his mental break.
No, no, no. Bring him next year if you want to.
Speaking of the Jaguars, to stick with the Jaguars.
This is where I would entertain moving him, is if he misses, you know, let's just say there's a game winner in Denver and he misses that one.
Well, it depends. Is it a 54-yarder?
No, okay, let's
it's a makeable 39-yarder.
It's a makeable kick. It's a 39-yarder for the win, and he shanks it. That's when I'd say, all right, maybe we should bring someone else.
Yeah. But they see these guys every single day. They're kicking every day. They're doing these little
he's the best guy that
simulations
that's available. Yeah.
And by the way, also he generally kicks it out of the end zone, so you eliminate return.
I think every kicker almost kicks it all out of the end zone at this point.
I know. I think it might be harder to think than find than you think. Kicks a guy that,
every game I watch, the guy's standing on the goal line and he puts his arms out and the ball lands 5 yards behind his head and then they start out with 25?
It's true, but to have that combo, there's not like 100 guys in that are accurate field goal kickers, and they have booming legs. It's just not that easy to find.
Remember the play, speaking of special teams, against the Chiefs where Tressway was called for the 15-yarder blocking below the knees? He was just trying to avoid a hit. Now, I guess that's the rule, but he wasn't trying.
I didn't think he was below the knees. I thought he hit him in the thighs. Like when I watched
Well, what's the rule? Is it below the knees or below the waist?
I don't know.
But whatever, they
flagged it. I guess you're not allowed to do it anymore.
And you're not allowed to do it. And he clearly wasn't trying to make a block. He was trying to avoid a hit.
Well, I didn't think he was trying to.
Because the guy for the Chiefs was going to block him.
Right, he's going to kill him.
Because it was on a punt return for the Chiefs. And he was coming down the sideline. He was going to block Tressway. Tressway just kind of curled up and said, I don't want to get hit. And he was flagged.
So we're getting more details slowly about some of the emails that have come out regarding Bruce Allen. And we never really got a chance to talk about it. But there's a relationship with Jeff Pasch, who was like an NFL executive.
They were just kissing each other's asses on those emails.
Well, it's funny that part of the email exchanges were about FedEx. So, FedEx, about Hooters, which is in FedEx. Mm. And Bruce wrote, P.S., the Hooters at FedEx Field has been reserved for the post-game celebration.
By the way, if you're someone that gets excited about going to Hooters, you might be the dumbest person in the country.
Dumb, and you're just an old fossil.
You're an old fossil.
And then
going to Hooters turns you on. Yeah.
Then Pasch thanked him, saying, we may not see this the same way, which was about some legal issues, which he asked. He goes, but that does not change my respect or affection for you. After all, nobody else has ever given me a Hooters VIP card.
Right.
They're doing
Hooters shtick.
Yeah.
And I really think that Bruce, like, gets off on going to Hooters. Like, I just can't even put into words how big a loser you are if that tickles your ding-a-ling.
There are people driving right now. They're looking forward to going to happy hour at Hooters tonight.
Well, maybe because they like the wings, but not because they're going to get titillated by, you know.
Some people get sized.
Some people get sized for the restaurant.
Yeah. I think the restaurant has gone off a cliff. Yeah. I mean, weren't there a bunch of, like, Hooters imitators, like, that came along, like, hey, let's go to Twin Peaks and have a 45-ounce beer. And
what was the one where the girls were dancing on the, it was like a playoff
Coyote
movie.
Ugly?
Yeah, Coyote Ugly. Yeah.
There used to be one right,
a movie.
Right
we did a gig there.
Right near Capital One Arena.
Yeah, dude, we did a gig
Was Hooters
there.
The place that I snuck in the minis?
Yeah, you helped lose our advertising deal.
I snuck in the minis, right?
Yeah, and you complained on
they only served beer
serve
and wine.
Liquor.
Yeah,
I paid for like 4 months.
Now, this is going way back. I think the Coyote Ugly, I'm not sure if it was branded that at this time, but we did a co-appearance with one of the Hardy Boy wrestlers, or it might have been both of them.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a human being drink as much as
whichever
Hardy Boy was. Like, he had a big giant bottle of vodka. It was just slugging out of it.
That guy had a notorious alcohol problem.
Yeah, well, I was not surprised by it when I saw him in action.
Yeah, how were we doing?
Because he made the rest of us look like full-on amateurs when it came to drinking.
Yeah. Which Hardy Boy was
I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
Matt.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
That dude was obliterated.
I think he was groping one of the junkettes.
Yes.
Like, was it?
I think more
there was like a lot happening.
Yes.
And I don't know how much of it was good. Probably mostly bad.
Think that, well, I know I should keep it, my opinion to myself, but that was a wild night. Was that at Coyote Ugly? Was Coyote the Ugly the place where they had all the panties on the ceiling?
I don't know.
That was another bar.
I'm not sure.
To me, that reminds me of a place we went to in New York.
Yeah,
not
maybe
Coyote
that's what I'm
Ugly.
Thinking of, a place in New York where they have all the panties.
Jason,
the
I think Cakes is right. When we did that appearance,
never,
it wasn't called
never
Coyote
going to New York
Ugly
again.
It was in the building which housed Coyote
well,
Ugly.
There was a place I remember doing a gig at Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up next is a bit of a surprise.
Oh, we have surprises?
Put your hockey hat on.
Oh.
Coach LaViolette joins us next, head coach of your 2-0-1 Washington Capitals. Coach LaViolette next on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.